This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As usual, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you are on it. Welcome aboard for all of you that are just now sort of coming forward on this. Beautiful, beautiful day, right? It's always a beautiful day, and of course, it's getting to be a more beautiful day every single day as we progress through now the pivot, past the pivot. We're past the pivot point. Now, everybody says, what is the pivot point, Paul? It's the pivot point is Bill Barr. Don't you hate it when a plan starts to come together? Don't you hate it? Well, anyway, so we've got all kinds of stuff for you lined up here, because why? Julian Assange was arrested today, drug out of the embassy. And that's the reason is that when you change governments, when the United States makes you change governments in Ecuador, guess what? It all comes tumbling down. And if you are Julian Assange, guess what? There are issues around you. And that's exactly what we're seeing here with Julian Assange. Of course, you know, Julian Assange with WikiLeaks. Will he stay or will he go? I guess the question is, will he stay in Europe and face charges over there for, I don't know, some sort of sex thing going on? It all seems rather trumped up. That's why he took and fled to the embassy and wanted, you know, asylum. And he's been in asylum for 7 years. Man, can you imagine that? Anyway, ordered out of the embassy and, of course, arrested by the United States, on behalf of the United States, by the British. So I don't know what's going to happen. Will he stay or will he go? We've been talking about this with our sources. the multitude of sources that we have on Julian Assange. Why? Because Julian Assange with WikiLeaks has been leaking a lot of stuff that was very damaging to the DNC. Oh, shocking. Remember Chelsea Manning? the military guy who was a spy? Yeah, the guy who basically got let off by Obama. Working with Julian Assange was passing secrets. Military and operational secrets came out of WikiLeaks, but a lot of other things did too. Damaging information for the Clintons. I mean, that's kind of interesting now. All of a sudden, Bill Barr is shape-shifting the entire world right now. He is the hammer for the New World Order, folks. OVER, the hammer, is in town. Remember that guy, MC Hammer? We now have Bill Barr Hammer. Bill the Hammer Barr. I like that one. Okay. Bill the Hammer Barr. You know, now that, you had to have Jeff Sessions before you had Bill Barr. And that's exactly what we've had here. A little transition going on as investigations were ongoing ever since day one that Donald Trump became president, by the way. Absolutely hammering down Bill Barr. In other words, there was a whole bundle of investigations that were promulgated in the first months of the Trump administration. Everybody knew, you know, you have the insiders that are insiders. In other words, you have the deeper than the deeper state that is trying to turn over the deep states. That makes sense. There are others that are more loyal than the deep staters. And this cabal of trying to overthrow the sitting president, and actually before that, is now starting to really come wide open. And yesterday, as Bill Barr was in front of the Senate, we were playing some of the clippets that he was saying. And, of course, the big revelation was, out of all that, was that, yes, there's spying going on here. Shocked. I'm shocked to see spying going on a political campaign. A presidential political campaign being spied upon by all the domestic assets and international assets of the United States of America. It was a full court press to spy on the Trump administration. And they knew it was going on at the time, but they couldn't quite get their information about links that would have linked Donald Trump, that would have linked Donald Trump to any Russia collusion during the election, because there was none. And, of course, they couldn't listen in on their phone systems, which is, that's another little trade secret, a craft secret out there. No listening for you, FBI, or anybody else. And they were a little bit miffed as to how that could all come down. So a reality distortion field set in with the Obama administration. What do we do? How do we do this? How do we create this smear campaign, which is exactly what happened, a smear campaign in an attempt to overthrow a sitting president, a coup d'etat developed. And, of course, with all the hatred and animus of the leadership of the FBI and the Justice Department, it all started to take shape. Now, and again, I'm going to play into the Julian Assange thing because it's a link, by the way. Do you think that the left wants Julian Assange out and in the United States so he can talk more about things like Seth Rich? Oh, shocking. There's another name we haven't talked about too much, huh? Seth Rich, the IT guy with the Democratic National Committee, that was found double tapped to the back, in Washington, D.C., in plain sight. He was murdered. What did he have? What did he know? And why did they murder him? That is about to be answered, ladies and gentlemen. That will be answered. We are going to find the answers out about that and everything else out about Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, this is why I say the pivot point 2 days ago when Barr took the stand while he took his seat to be questioned in Congress. When he took that seat when he was questioned in Congress, he made it very abundantly clear there's new new actions going to be taken against the perpetrators of the fraud, of the hoax. It's interesting, Mueller, his good friend, teed up the ball perfectly for Bill Barr. I want you to think about that. Mueller knew months ago, years ago, that there was no there with the Russian collusion, yet he held on to it through the election cycle, right? Was afraid to influence the election with the results of that, which clearly would have thrown everything into a tizzy for Donald Trump. Now, I got to say, what this lax election cycle did by Barr or by Mueller holding on to that information, that there was actually no collusion present, which would have destroyed the entire Adam Schiff, and the, well, now the Ted Lieu, and of course, Eric Swalwell, those guys who linked to Jerry Brown, and the big, and of course, Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, that whole California connection to Ed Buck. Remember Ed Buck, the guy who likes black men, prostitutes, male prostitutes? Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that he also likes to watch him inject methamphetamine. It's sort of a sexual thing with him. Yeah, sort of a sexual thing with him. Oh, by the way, all those Democrats and were associated with the money bundle with Ed Buck, guess what? Two bodies turn up in Ed Buck's house. Two black male prostitutes. Get your arms around that one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll be right back. Ah, Nancy Pelosi, I don't trust him. I don't trust him. She blasts Barr. Blasting Barr, yes. We're going to blast Barr because we can, right? We can do that. Pelosi, I don't trust him. Shocking. Shocking. I don't trust him. I love this. I love this. And then again, the Candace Owen thing that's going on out there, right? Which kind of plays right into this, or this, a lot of this stuff on the left is going apoplectic. So let's see what Nancy has to say. And then we're going to get into some more spying on the campaign. Dems rage against Barr for backing claims of Trump campaign. Spying by the FBI. Shocking. They say that Bill Barr has walrus glasses. Looks like the walrus. Come on, he seems like a really nice guy. I mean, we're already ripping on the guy. So this is what was going on. And you can check this out on agenda21radio.news. We have coverage of these stories and other things there for you. And that's a21r.com for those who believe in a shortcut. You know, the shortcut is something like taking, you know, the freeway as opposed to the main highway when all the main highways are clogged up.
A couple of major headlines so far in this hearing. The first is really quite extraordinary. About a half hour ago, we had an exchange between the Attorney General Bill Barr and Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen. She had a specific line of questioning about why the Attorney General was personally reviewing the genesis of the FBI counterintelligence investigation that opened in late July of 2016. And for some context, the reason that's important is because that investigation is the foundation for the special counsel case, and that investigation also took the extraordinary step of securing a surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide, Carter Page. So listen to this exchange and pay careful attention to the language that's being used.
Listen. Oh, okay, here we go.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred.
Listen.
I don't, well, I guess you could, I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Hello.
The Attorney General went on to say that what was important to understand is whether there was an evidentiary basis, a predicate, if you will, that justified that surveillance warrant during the campaign. The second thing we also learned this morning is that there are going to be two phases to this process, the public report, which will be color-coded in terms of the redactions, and then he said he will move into a second phase with Congress to find out if there's additional material that they want that he will be able to provide specifically to them. So sorry for all of the sort of jumble right there. We had the key point on the spying allegation and then the second on two phases of the Mueller report, Sandra and Bill.
Yikes, yikes, yikes. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? When a bad plan, when a plan fails. I mean, this is now. See, this is why I said 2 days ago, when Barr took this seat in the House hearing, it was a pivot point in American history. In American history. I'm calling it out. Listen, you know, these are the moments that shape-shift the entire culture of the United States of America. This is a turning point, pivot point. We're now shifting away from the left, going conservative in a very short order. That's why I said I was just really overwhelmed when I was listening to Barr the other day, thinking, you know, there's a lot of great things going to happen now. One of them being New California. Yeah, it's just a major shot in the arm. Major shot in the arm for New California. Now, of course, we got the Nancy Pelosi's of the world who don't agree with any of this. You know, she's got the pants on just like the big boys. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry, right? So Nancy Pelosi says that, you know, she's very upset by all this. Jerry Nadler is also upset by all this. Shocking, shocking, Jerry Nadler. You know, who basically got punched in the face the other day, verbally, by Candace Owens. But made to be a liar right out in public. Man, just stay away. Nadler learned his lesson. I'll never have that Candace Owens back up here. Oh, no, we won't do that. Now, this will now be determined by 18 people that truly hate President Trump that there was no collusion with Russia. In fact, it was an illegal investigation that should never have been allowed to start. I fought back hard against the phony and treasonous hoax. Okay. I say that because of the operative word there, treasonous. That's the President of the United States said that yesterday in a tweet. Just saying. The word treason is now surfacing. And unequivocally, Attorney Barr said, Attorney General Barr said, I think spying did occur. Ding, 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 ding. I'm sorry. All kinds of warning bells and sounds are going off right now as we speak. That is a fact, Jack. That is. Don't you find it interesting? Says one of the things in this article says former FBI director James Comey would testify later. Oh, this is another part of the story. I'm not going to play that right now, but or I'll get into that. We've got James Comey. We've got look who's implicated in all this now. And I'm going to start out with this name first, so you have it all crystal clear. John Brennan. He is one of the fixers for Obama and has been for a long time. We predated John Brennan to the mid-2000s, maybe five or six, with as a hookup, as a link to the other side, to Obama. Remember, he is a converted radical Islamic spy, in our opinion. He converted to Islam in Riyadh, 1996. And then where is Uma Abedin today? Where is she today? The minder for Hillary Clinton, assigned by the Saudis to be her minder. That's why she was always like a body double to her. Since when? 1996. Shocking! Shocking! That's how long they've been together. Saudis took care of that one. Uma Abedin. Shocking, shocking, shocking. And then, of course, I'm sorry. That's right. We forgot about that. Uma Abedin's dad was president and longtime ruler, if you will, of the Muslim Brotherhood. Oops. Her brother is a known terrorist. Last time we checked, he was hiding out because he was, you know, killing Americans. Oops. And her mother was also directly involved with the Muslim Sisterhood. All this in support of Hillary Clinton. Oh, we're just getting started, guys. Come on. I mean, if I can go back to the birth certificate business in 2011. Well, you know, let's just dig a little deeper. Let's get to their roots, if you know what I mean. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to, well, you know, I got to get some more Agenda 21 Radio coffee. We're just getting warmed up. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in my own little world. That's all I can say. My own little... Gosh, where did... You know, we're already into this half hour. Reminder that we are having the fourth annual... It's not annual. The fourth Constitutional Convention for New California, which is happening on... Let's see. August... What day? Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it's May 17th and 18th. I'm sorry. Just playing with you. May 17th and 18th in Fresno, California. Go check it out. You have a couple days left to get the cheap seats, so to speak, or the least expensive because we have to bump up the price. That's going to be going up here pretty soon. So anyway, check it out. Excuse me. Oh, a cough. I can't stand the cough. Anyway, check it out, and we can get you rocking and a rolling, if you know what I mean, on the things that are really, really happening. Okay, so Assange, Julian Assange, has been, well, he's been arrested, taken into custody. And this is all playing into the whole, you know, the whole deal, guys. Yeah. Sudan's Bashar, what is this? I'm sorry, I'm looking at a story here. Overthrown a military coup after 30 years in power, Sudan's. Wow, deposition reveals late Senator McCain's role in Spygate scandal. Shocking, 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 shocking. We are so shocked to find that John McCain, does it happen to do with Julian Assange? What do you think? This is from Reuters. This is from the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times, the leader of conservative talk radio and everything else. Well, you know, for us, conservative, everything. The Epoch Times. So we got Julian Assange. It says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested by British police on Thursday after they were invited into the Ecuadorian embassy, where he had been holed up since 2012. Julian Assange, 47, has today, Thursday, the 11th of April, been arrested by officers. This is a Metropolitan Police Services memo or press release. Police said they arrested Assange after being invited to the embassy by the ambassador following the Ecuadorian government's withdrawal of asylum. Okay, so it was all done proper. The Ecuadorian government. By the way, there's been a shift, a major shift, of course, with Julian Assange. Says Assange it's the leadership, of course. Says Assange took refuge at Ecuador's London embassy in 2012 to avoid being extradited to Sweden, where authorities wanted to question him as part of a sexual assault investigation, which was clearly rigged. We knew that. That problem was later dropped, but Assange fears that he could be extradited to face charges in the United States where federal prosecutors are investigating. Shocking, shocking WikiLeaks. So we have some live news. We're not going to do that. That's not going to work. Get this live news out of here. Come on, we don't need that. Anyway, we clicked on the wrong button. Oh, we do have something. Okay, here it goes. All right, so, you know, sometimes on your stories here, guys, let me kind of clear. This was a Twitter thing. Okay, I get it now. I'll get it. Okay, so it says breaking, removed from embassy video. This is some of the video. Let's see if we got any audio on this video to say whether or not there's some. Uh-oh, here we go. He hasn't talked. They're dragging him out. They're dragging him out and putting him in a truck. It says police on him. Police, yeah. Well, this guy's got a little thing going on here. That's Assange there. Here we go. Well, okay, enough of that one. They threw him in the truck. They tossed his butt in the truck. And he was handcuffed and everything. Of course, he was yelling out, "We must resist, we must resist." It says Assange's relationship with his host collapsed after Ecuador accused him of leaking information about President Lenin Moreno's personal life. Moreno had previously said Assange had violated the terms of his asylum. Moreno's a new president, by the way. It says Moreno said that he had asked Britain to guarantee that Assange would not be extradited to any country where he could face torture or the death penalty. Okay. Says the British government has confirmed it in writing in accordance with its own rules, Moreno said. Moreno said a tweet that his government withdrew Assange's status for repeated violations of international conventions. Moreno described it as a sovereign decision, due to the repeated violations of international conventions and daily life. How many of you go out and do these violations of international conventions in your daily life? Today, I announce that the discourteous and aggressive behavior of Mr. Julian Assange, the hostile and threatening declarations of its allied organization against Ecuador, and especially the transgression of international treaties that have led the situation to a point where the asylum of Mr. Assange is unsustainable. Oh, he's a Agenda 21 guy. He's into the sustainability movement, right? Yeah, you got to have fun. The left is collapsing, and you got to have some fun. Let's poke fun at him. Mr. Assange is unsustainable and no longer viable. Oh, he's no longer viable. Wow, what does that say? Moreno said in a video statement released on Twitter, says, in a sovereign decision, Ecuador withdrew that asylum status. That's from Lenin Moreno. He's the Twitter guy. To some, Assange is a hero for exposing what supporters cast as abuses of power by modern states and for championing free speech. But to others, he is a dangerous rebel who has undermined the security of the United States. Okay, so that kind of wraps it up. Goodbye. Here you go. Let's see if we got another little thing here.
Ecuador es un país generoso y de brazos abiertos.
Ah, this is...
El nuestro es un gobierno respetuoso de los principios del derecho internacional, entre ellos la institución del asilo. El concederlo o retirarlo es facultad soberana del Estado ecuatoriano.
Okay, for those of you speaking Spanish, he says he's announcing the discourteous and aggressive behavior of Mr. Julian Assange, the hostile and threatening declarations of its allied organizations against Ecuador. See, you can hear it right here. Especially the transgression of international treaties have led to the situation to a point where the asylum of Mr. Assange is unsustainable and no longer viable. There you heard it. I'm telling you, I am reading what he's saying. We have a translation going on. So there you go. He is done. Kaput. Well, I don't know if kaput is the right word, but it's clear he's done. I mean, he's out of the embassy. After being in there for 7 years, you got to think to yourself, this guy has, he's got a what? I mean, he's kind of got to feel good. Of course, he gets a little bit of breathing. They drag him out. They walk him down some steps, and they drag four or five guys dragging him out. He's handcuffed, and they toss him in a truck. Now, he's not been out of that building for 7 years. 7 years. Wow. So just, he's probably going to think, is this what it's like outside? Handcuffs in a jail truck. Yeah, it is. So the drama, the saga of Julian Assange, the question is, the Democrats don't want him here in this country. Oh, no. And everybody else does. I think he's going to sing Bill Barr. Anyone?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
WikiLeaks is under arrest on a U.S. extradition request. We've got a brand new video showing the WikiLeaks founder. There he is right there, the guy with the white beard and the white hair, screen right, being dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy about 90 minutes ago.
Ecuador changed leaders, and the new leader, not a big fan of Julian Assange. Greg Palcott is live in London with the breaking details. Greg, that's pretty sensational video, and it was 7 years in coming.
Pretty sensational video indeed, guys. We met him a few years ago. He looked in pretty good shape. Now he looks grisly and haggard, kind of like that he's been in a room for the past 7 years across the street from the Harrods department store, as he has. Again, it's the WikiLeaks founder arrested today by Scotland Yard. Police going actually into the Ecuadorian embassy, Ecuadorian government giving him permission. They haven't liked him for many, many months now. And as you say, with the change of government, they really didn't like him. Again, this was an agreement between Ecuador and the authorities here. They say he violated the rules of his asylum seeking, and the UK says he's violated the rules of a bond. Basically, he jumped bail back in 2012, and he's been on the run ever since. Assange, famous or infamous, depending on who you're talking to, for the leaks coming from his WikiLeaks organization, classified information about the Iraq, Afghan war, classified State Department cables coming with the help of, at that time, Bradley Manning. Most recently, though, in 2016, he was involved in the leaks of the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, and the Hillary Clinton campaign. He's actually been fleeing sex assault charges, specifically Sweden. It happened in Sweden several years ago, and he was running from them. But in fact, he always said that he was actually running from possible extradition to the United States, that they were trumped up. Most of those charges have gone, but in fact, right now, he is facing the certain possibility of court proceedings and possible jail time here. His lawyer has said, and this is what you guys are picking up, his lawyer has said that there is a U.S. extradition order out on him to go back to the U.S. and face these charges. We have no confirmation of that, but there have been various reports that, in fact, the Trump administration, after their love of those DNC links, have turned on him and realize what kind of classified information he has been putting out there over the years, how he has been endangering both military, State Department officials, as well as guarded sources out in the field. So right now, he is in police custody. He is in a jail in central London. They say he's going to be hauled into court very quickly. That is a specific thing. He has cost the UK government and security forces, police here, millions and millions of dollars. They've been guarding that place, waiting for him to come out to snag him for the past several years, and now he could.
They got him. They got him. It's over. OVER. Well, you know, extradition, all that stuff. Extradition happens. That's really, really what it comes down to. The it's interesting. There's another story that's coming up here on Fox News. It says, raw video, California shoplifter hides chainsaw in his pants. I can't resist this one. Here we go. All right. It's a video. He's taking a chainsaw. He's putting it in his jacket and his pants. And he looks like he's pregnant. And now he's going to walk out. But why not? There you go. Wow. He doesn't look like he's bulging at all. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, he's just walking out with the chainsaw. Amazing. Amazing video. Amazing. Okay, so let me kind of... I'm sorry. I can't resist this. The reason why this guy's doing this, of course, is because he can. In California, if you if you're stealing less than $950, they're just going to give you a ticket and say, oh, you got a ticket, pay a fine. Like $50. Oh, here, you want your stuff? It's just, oh, go ahead, take it. That's what happened. Was it Proposition 47 or something like that? Yeah, and then they renewed it. I mean, so in other words, minor offenses you don't get arrested for anymore. So if that chainsaw is less than $950 that this guy stole, sure. Why not? You can steal it. That's the beauty of California these days, isn't it? Well, of course, it's, you know, absolutely running amok. Absolutely. I know, it's a California story. I did not mean... See, I'm deviating from the septum. I mean, the middle. I'm deviating from the whole thing. But I just could not resist it. Okay, slap us around a little bit. Here is a small little clippet I wanted to play about Devin Nunez praises Barr for his, I guess you would say his big-time smarts. Here we go.
Just days before the Mueller report is released, at least by next week, the Attorney General William Barr yesterday turning the tables on the investigation into President Trump's campaign. Listen to this.
Here we go.
I am reviewing the conduct of the investigation and trying to get my arms around all the aspects of the counterintelligence investigation that was conducted during the summer of 2016. Obviously, if there's a predicate for an investigation, it'll be conducted.
This, as our next guest says, he's taking action to stop leaks in Washington by sending criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. Congressman Devin Nunes is the ranking member on the House Intel Committee and joins us right now from Statuary Hall. Congressman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. It's morning in America. Isn't it great to have a real attorney general doing his job?
Well, what's he talking about? What's he talking about looking into?
Well, look, we're going to send over referrals that we've been investigating for 2.5 years. We've been looking at FISA abuse, manipulation of intelligence, leaks, lying to Congress. So those are going to go over to the attorney general. We're going to notify him that we're prepared to send those over, and then we'll be ready to brief him at his convenience.
So you have got a list of names of people you suspect of criminal activity in the run-up to the investigation. But then yesterday he was talking about how he's reviewing the conduct of the FBI's original look into the Russia collusion thing with the Trump campaign. So
that's about very two serious things. Well, right. that's very serious because, as you know, for a long time, FBI DOJ have been claiming that they didn't do anything until the end of July. That's not true. This investigation started in early 2016, and I actually believe it's possible it even started in late 2015. Wow. And so these are some of the things that we want to make sure.
Aha. Now, I'm playing this because I wanted you to hear that. We made the claim yesterday. This started well before that and could have started as early as, are you ready for this, 2011. And the reportage from us was, well, and again, the connect the dot was they opened up an investigation, a smear investigation, a perjury trap investigation late in this whole thing when it was clear to Mueller there was no, I mean, he's known for over a year that there was no collusion. Yet they opened up an investigation into Jerome Corsi. Now, you know, as I saw it, I said, what the heck is that all about? Of course, he had nothing to do with any Russian collusion anywhere, anyhow. He's clean. He had he reported on it, but there was no connect the dot there. So I started asking at the time. I said, What is it? So I called people and I talked to people because, you know, Corsi has been on our show numerous times. And when was he on our show? He was on our show really back then in 2011 and 12 and 13, actually 9, 10, 11. We had him on all the time, almost like a regular. And one of the things that he did was he was reporting. We caught him in midstream in a report. We had arranged an interview, and it was going to be from him from Hawaii. And it turned out he couldn't make the time parameters, but we caught him on a cell phone. He and Zulo, they were right in the middle of pulling out files in the Social Security Department of where? Well, in Hawaii, in Honolulu. Hello. And what were they doing there? Looking up everything about Barack Hussein Obama, anything they could find, which was minimal and almost nothing. Yeah, there was nothing. There was no there. They certainly found out who the Social Security number that Obama had belonged to. It wasn't him. He got assigned a Social Security number from another human being who died. Who died, oddly enough, in Newtown, Connecticut. At an insane asylum. The same insane asylum, mental institution, where the bodies from the kids from Newtown, Connecticut, were supposed to have been autopsied. Kind of interesting, though. The mental institution had been closed down since the mid-90s. Oh. And when we sent people to go check it out, turns out that this whole, the institution closed down, shuttered, hadn't been used, and certainly the infirmary, which was not made out in any way, shape, or form to be a place where you'd conduct autopsies of 20-some people. Talk about a sham, right? So I said, why is Corsi involved here? There's no there for him. But there was a smear, and that smear, where did it come from? It came from Donald Trump listening about Jerome Corsi and his, stories, and Joe Arpaio and his stories about the identity of Barack Hussein Obama, and that they knew that the birth certificate was phony. So Donald Trump in 2011, acting like a presidential candidate, said, hey, we want to see that long form. And then the whole drama blew up from there. That's where this came from. A little bit more, because we've got to run.
Sure that we brief the Attorney General on so that he knows. Because, look, we have a lot of sources, right, that have come to us, that have brought us information. Right. Great Americans who did the right thing to come forward because they knew that the Department of Justice and the FBI that they love had run amok under the previous administration.
Well, that's good news to everybody who's interested in, you know, finally seeing how all the dots are connected, because it's been such a gray area for so long. Meanwhile,
it's been a long road on this. And the American people are frustrated. So
absolutely,
we need to bring finality to this.
I know you're frustrated because you have filed a $150 million lawsuit against the McClatchy newspapers because you say they defamed you with a headline and a story about a charity fundraiser, right?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we sued Twitter because they were shadow banning me. They're banning conservatives a few weeks ago. We're taking it to the courts. Now we're looking at McClatchy. But we're actually going to go after several news media outlets. It is not okay. We're public figures. You're a public figure. I'm a public figure. You can say mean things to us all you want. But you cannot accuse us maliciously of committing federal crimes over and over and over again. And you know this because you guys had to cover a lot of this over the course of the last 2 years. Don't forget, McClatchy is also the biggest perpetrator of fake news. They're the one.
Aha. Well, McClatchy. You know, the Sacramento Bee, the Fresno Bee. Hello. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We got to run for time right now on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, for all these stories and more. And, of course, the exclusive coverage of what's going on with Bill Barr, Bill Barr. Let's belly up to the bar, Bill. I had to say something like that, you know. Anyway, good things are coming, ladies and gentlemen. That's the big point. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.